Yo, what up? Good morning. It's your girl Killua. I am driving in circles. So, okay, I want to break some shit down for you because the last podcast I did with Brandon was so fun. But I also have to recognize that from a listener aspect, it was kind of all over the map. And I feel really bad about that because obviously, I really like him and I want to share that with you guys. I also just wanted you to get a vibe for him because he really is a lot like me in a lot of aspects. And it's really fun. You know, it's a fun experience, but probably not an hour's worth of listening. I'm sorry. So a lot of shit has happened the last 48 hours. Last night, Jacob came home and he was covered in blood, like all over his face. He had a cut on top of his head. There were handprint marks on his arms and his wrist. So like people were dragging him. And I don't know exactly what happened. Part of me was wondering because I hadn't seen him hyperventilating and freaking out like this since he was 13 years old when he first started getting like flashbacks and PTSD stuff. Okay, so it's been a lot. It's a lot because it's hard to explain that to people when they don't know or understand what like the disassociation is. So the blacking out and things like that can be associated with that type of event if it was traumatic enough or triggered him. And that's a hard one. Like, cause I was for a moment there contemplating like, is this just mental health? Is he just having a breakdown? Did he, you know, fall or something, or did somebody actually try and get him? But then when I realized that there were handprints on him, that this is a very real thing that happened. So I've called TriMet and I'm trying to figure out if we can get the tapes for yesterday. So I let them know that there was an attack and we want to file charges as soon as we can, because I don't know if this was an unprovoked attack. I don't know if he just fucking fell and maybe the bruises are people trying to pull him up. I don't really understand what happened. And I'm still trying to understand what happened because from his recollection, this guy was trying to get him to go with him somewhere on like the grounds of Jacob is assuming it was human trafficking. And I'm not going to say it wasn't because I wasn't there. You know, that is a real threat that does happen in our city. So I'm in no way invalidating what he experienced or what he feels might have been the reality of that situation. I'm trying to understand it so I can take action to find these people and get justice for what happened to him yesterday, because it was a hot mess. He came home, he was covered in blood. Like he had, like the blood was everywhere on his fucking face and his hands. And, because he had been holding his head and his face and things like that, he was just bleeding everywhere. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I started freaking out low key thinking like maybe he had done something. And then I realized like, oh no, this is his blood. And then I freaked out even more. And I know that sounds really fucked up, but like as a parent, you don't really know what you're looking at. And so I was really freaked out by it. I think I said freaked out like 87 times, but whatever. Braylon saw it and she was really freaked out by it. Obviously her brother's covered in blood coming home. My mom was not having a good time with any of that as well. And I was basically doing damage control about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And her dad and I have been discussing the possibility of homeschooling. So this morning when we woke up late, I was prepared, you know, to get an earful from Brent. And I was incredibly grateful that he didn't give us that. I didn't realize how tired I was from my marathon date with Brandon to the adrenaline and just panic that swept over when Jacob came inside all covered in blood. Like it was more traumatic than I recognized, like a little bit. So I didn't know I was just going to fall into like coma mode and not wake up until 8 a.m., which is a nightmare if your kid lives like an hour away and school starts at 7:30. So he didn't give me shit about it. And he understood because I told him what had happened last night. And instead of giving a shit about being late or not making it to school on time, he just gave Raylan a really big hug. Obviously, she needed it. And I went forward with just talking to the school about logistics behind the possibility of homeschool. So I say possibility, but it seems to be more of a likely scenario because Braylon is just not having a good time. There's a group of kids at her school that, well, it's really a girl that has been giving her a hard time for a couple years now, but now she's there in middle school and it's just kind of growing into a group thing. And it's really shitty. Like the last time I tried to address it, I ended up getting banned from Braylon's school because of a post I made about the little girl. And it wasn't even something they took in the right context. Her mom just needed some leverage against me for dropping charges for bullying and harassment against her daughter. And since her mom's a DA and understands how the system works, she found some material that she could use against me and say that I was some type of threat to her child, which is not the case. I would never hurt a fucking child, but I think we already talked about that. So that's the same girl. And her boyfriend and his friends had cornered Braylon like a while ago, and they were ripping her homework out of her binder, and Brent had showed up at that moment when the boys were taking her homework out and throwing it in the water and all that. I'm grateful that he had the restraint that he didn't get arrested or anything for kicking the shit out of some kid, but that's the type of stuff that she's been dealing with on a constant basis. Her best friend Kingston is the only black gay kid at their school. I mean, obviously Malala is an incredibly rural country town, so it's pretty racist a little bit. I hate to say it, but I mean, obviously if you see that they're taking the approach of Israel flag in the lunchroom while there's an act of genocide going on, like they're not really aware or conscientious of the world around them, and it's having its impact on Braylon because they choose not to see the bullying. And when I called the school and asked for action, they did nothing. So at this point, the only other tool that I can utilize is the time that I have to give to my child to make it less awful for her. So that's what I'm going to do. I mean, obviously you are going to use whatever resources you can to help your kid, and the homeschooling is the option that Brent and I both agreed would be okay. So I can pull her out, and it looks like after 10 days, they'll recognize that she's just into homeschooling. And so I have to register her with a website and get more details on that today. But what's going on with the protesting this week? I'm probably going to be protesting this week. I have put it off for a while because I was going up to Seattle for my cousin and her son's heart issues. In our tribe, they fly us out to Seattle or anything for major health conditions. So it's rare that I get to see my family members because it takes like 10 days to fucking get to our tribal island. So I got to meet my cousin for the first time, which was really exciting, and her son, and they're just wonderful people, and I was so lucky. But I also was compromising time with my family, and it just took its toll. Anytime I'm away from my family long enough, like, the house goes to shit, everything goes to hell in a handbasket, and it doesn't go well for me. And so I was fearful of that if I were to go protest as well afterward, that things would get more fucked up. But I do need to go protest because currently at this moment, they're still not asking for a ceasefire. I mean, we can literally stop this shit if the U.S. would just stop supplying arms and money to Israel. And honestly, we fucking should, because we can't afford it anyway. I guess Iran launched a drone strike and a missile strike against the Iron Dome in Israel yesterday, in response to their attack on a senior leader of either Hezbollah or Hamas. I do believe it might have been Hezbollah. Regardless, that particular attack killed 6 children, and like 4 women or something of that fact. Like I was reading this story online, and it obviously they're just going to bomb whoever the fuck they want to bomb. I was thinking about reading The Art of War and the 48 Laws of Power, because I have a tendency to let people trigger me, and it does take away my ability to make rational, logical decisions. Removing your emotion from certain decisions, that's like the best approach I've found. So when it came down to Braylon being homeschooled, I had to remove myself and be like, okay, like, are you really going to be able to give her a better education? Is this actually the approach you want to take, as opposed to like being super flipped out that your kid's being bullied and you want to keep them safe? Obviously you want to keep them safe. On an emotional level though, I can ask myself legitimate questions. Like, is this truly going to benefit her? And what are the logistics behind it? How do you do that? How do you go about homeschooling your child and pulling her out of school, you know, during the third term? With Jacob, that particular experience with him coming home covered in blood, I had to pull myself out of my emotions and ask myself, okay, is this a mental health crisis? Do I need to take him to a triage center? Or is this like a legitimate threat? In which case, do they know where we live? Did they take his wallet? Like, what's the deal with that? And understand where it came from. Where's the threat? Is it in his head or is it external? You know? With my mother, it's removing emotion and understanding that she doesn't intend to be hurtful, and recognize that she's truly having, there's a disease that's making her brain fall apart, and she's doing the best that she can with what she has. You know, she was trying to think of the word gym the other day and she couldn't say it, so she just spelled it. You know, like, that's an example right there of what's going on with her on a physical level. Mentally, it's really difficult for her because of the depression and stuff that comes with that. But the protesting needs to happen as a means to keep attention on it. There's so many things that come through our media that are meant to throw us off and keep us in this really like protected little bubble. And it's important to see where you can put your power and your time to make an impact on the like residual outcome of anything that you participate in. So I'm trying to teach that to my children now, but I think those two books are ones that I have read that I want to reread, and I need to remind myself of them because they do help me carry myself in a stronger manner. And I think at this moment in my life, it requires a level of power that I've never exerted before. So I'm kind of just in a transitional stage of fluxation where I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. I have to go handle my warrant this week and just get everything on a list of what I need to get for the house to sell it. So, because after this thing, I mean, the Max stabbing that took place last week, Jacob being attacked on the Max, like, I just don't feel like we're really in a truly safe place anymore, and I don't want my family to be in harm's way. So I just want to get the fuck out of here. on a lighter note, I did have a dream last night where I was in this house, and I knew it was my house. Like, I was comfortable. I was, like, getting dressed, and I went over to go to the bathroom, and I looked down, and there was, like, a sign that I had written in my handwriting for raspberries and apple picking. And I recognized, oh, I'm on this property that has raspberries and apples, you know, like, it felt real. And whenever I have those types of dreams, like, especially if it comes down to smelling it, like, I could smell the vanilla, candle I had in my bathroom, like, that type of shit. It's real. Like, in some type of fucking dimension or realm or other future outcome, that is a real possibility that I need to think about, because I never considered owning land where I could produce berries and shit. So whatever. I liked it. It was fun. And once again, there's just another possible outcome for future events. Does that make sense? It helps you dream. Like, the dreams that you have of future events can actually give you an idea of what reality could be. So for me, when I had Braylon, I knew that I was going to have this little girl that I loved more than anything. When I was 15, I had a dream that I was pretty, and I literally had never done anything with my hair. I was just like really plain and quiet. And it was interesting because that was the time that I really kind of blossomed into myself because of a dream. So these things can be useful if you apply them appropriately. And I just wanted to take a moment and kind of explain what the last podcast was about and where I'm at in my life, specifically with the kids and my mom and our house and things like that. But I hope you guys are doing well. I'm glad we didn't die in the apocalypse. I didn't actually think we were going to die. I just legit don't trust the government. I'm sorry. I know that's fucked up, but like, I just don't. They gave us fucking blankets filled with smallpox, for Christ's sake, to thin out the population of the Native American people after they tried to colonize us. So like, sue me for thinking that we're overpopulated as it is. So, I mean, it might benefit them, but if we were to wipe out a number of us, but at the same time, they need a workforce. So it's probably a conflicting issue. I hope you guys are doing well. I just wanted to do a little ditty and let you guys know that everything was okay. And I will talk to you later. Love you. Bye.